Exodus chapter 27. Thou shalt make also an altar of seddum wood, which shall be 5 cubits long and as many broad, that is, 4 square, and 3 cubits high, and there shall be horns at the 4 corners of the same, and thou shalt cover it with brass, and thou shalt make, for the uses thereof, pans to receive the ashes, and tongs and flesh hooks, and fire pans. All its vessels thou shalt make of brass, and a grate of brass, in manner of a net, at the 4 corners of which shall be 4 rings of brass, which thou shalt put under the hearth of the altar, and the grate shall be even to the midst of the altar. Thou shalt make also 2 bars for the altar of seddum wood, which thou shalt cover with plates of brass, and thou shalt draw them through rings, and they shall be on both sides of the altar to carry it. Thou shalt not make it solid, but empty and hollow in the inside, as it was hewn thee in the mount. Thou shalt make also the court of the tabernacle, in the south side whereof southward there shall be hangings of fine, twisted linen of 100 cubits long for one side, and 20 pillars with as many sockets of brass, the heads of which with their engraving of silver. In like manner also on the north side there shall be hangings of 100 cubits long, 20 pillars, and as many sockets of brass, and their heads with their engraving of silver. But in the breadth of the court, that looketh to the west, there shall be hangings of 50 cubits, and 10 pillars, and as many sockets. In that breadth also of the court, which looketh to the east, there shall be 50 cubits, in which there shall be for one side hangings of 15 cubits, and 3 pillars and as many sockets. And in the other side there shall be hangings of 15 cubits, with 3 pillars and as many sockets. And in the entrance of the court there shall be made a hanging of 20 cubits of violet and purple, and scarlet twice dyed, and fine twisted linen, with embroidered work. It shall have 4 pillars with as many sockets. All the pillars of the court round about shall be garnished with plates of silver, silver heads and sockets of brass. In length the court shall take up 100 cubits, in breadth 50, the height shall be 5 cubits, and it shall be made of fine twisted linen, and shall have sockets of brass. All the vessels of the tabernacle for all uses and ceremonies, and the pins both of it, and of the court, thou shalt make of brass. Command the children of Israel that they bring thee the purest oil of the olives, and eaten with a pestle, that a lamb may burn always, in the tabernacle of the testimony without the veil that hangs before the testimony. And Aaron and his sons shall order it, that it may give light before the Lord until the morning. It shall be a perpetual observance throughout their successions among the children of Israel.